Britain's new Prime Minister Boris Johnson repeated his commitment to take the UK out of the European Union with or without a deal during his first speech in the House of Commons today.
Mr. Speaker, today is the first day of a new approach, which will end with our exit from the EU on the 31st of October. Then I hope we can have a friendly and constructive relationship as constitutional equals, as friends and partners in facing the challenges that lie ahead.
I believe opposition leader Jeremy Corbyn of the Labour Party also delivered a response today, blistering one.
No one underestimates this country, but the country is... But the country is deeply worried that the new Prime Minister overestimates himself.
Yeah. Joining us now is Labour Party Member of Parliament David Lammy. He's in Washington today. Welcome back to Here and Now.
Thank you very much. Great to join you.
Well, and first of all, what is your overall reaction to this change in power in your country with Boris Johnson as the new Prime Minister?
Well, obviously, it's important to understand that Boris Johnson becomes Prime Minister at a time that's been unprecedented for the UK since the Second World War. He has no mandate. You know, many Americans will look at this and be surprised. He has not been elected by the people of the United Kingdom. He has been chosen by his political party. So he hasn't got a mandate from the people.
Although yet. He's acting like he's got a mandate.
He is. Yet he is in charge at a very, very serious moment. So we have to judge Boris Johnson as we find him. He is a man of considerable humor and wit, a bit like the Mr. Bean character that many of your listeners will have seen over the years. But he's not always on the detail. That was our experience of him as the mayor of London. He has a tendency to offend and to single out minority communities. And I'm thinking of gay men and women who've been the subject of cruel humor, Muslim women who've been the subject of cruel humor, and black communities that he's offended in the past. And he is definitely on the right wing of the Conservative Party that are pretty committed to leaving the European Union with no deal at all. It will certainly lead to a recession in the short to medium term in the UK, and international turmoil will result.
So what are you going to do about it? Or is there anything you can do about it? Are you resigned to the fact that the country is going to leave the EU with no deal?
Well, you know, Boris will spend the summer, I suspect, charging around Europe, speaking to European leaders, hoping to get a different deal to the one that Theresa May got. Most of us think that it's unlikely he's going to be able to achieve that because she spent several years getting the deal that she got, and the European Union have been very clear that they're not stepping away from the withdrawal agreement that they negotiated. Nevertheless, he will attempt to do that. He will then come back to Parliament in September, October, indicate that he's leaving with no deal. There will be a vote of no confidence that will be forced, and I suspect that we will be into a general election.
Is there any chance, do you think, at this point of a second referendum, which is something that you've been pushing for?
Well, there is, strangely, because, of course, once you get into number 10 as a new prime minister, you know, the sofas, the desk, the amount of staff and the status is pretty enticing. And so it's very unlikely that any prime minister wants to go to the people pretty quickly and find that they're the shortest living British prime minister in history, which is what Boris Johnson will be facing in October. So, of course, there is another scenario in which he runs out of ground and in the UK House of Commons, but he does calculate that he has to go back to the people. But the better way of doing that is actually with a second referendum. And he may conclude that if he teams up with Nigel Farage, he could win that second referendum and actually get the British people to say, yes, we want you to leave with no deal. So believe me, the case for a second referendum is not off the table. Obviously, if it comes, I will be fighting very hard, along with many colleagues in the Labour Party, the other political parties in the UK, for us to remain within the European Union. But, you know...
And do you think you can win that fight?
I hope we can win that fight, but it will be a close fight, because the truth is that the polls suggest that opinions have changed a bit, but they haven't changed significantly.
David Lammy, as the people of Britain look at the choices in front of them, it seems that it is very difficult for them to see whether one party means Brexit and one party means Remain, because both of the major parties, the Labour Party and the Conservative Party, are pretty split on this. And it also seems like the one thing that's even less popular than a no-deal Brexit is the leader of your party, Jeremy Corbyn. And it seems every time Boris Johnson just holds up, well, if you want Jeremy Corbyn, you can have him. Why don't the Labour Party just change leadership?
Well, look, I've been critical of my own political leadership on this issue. There's no doubt about it. The British public, the divide in politics is Leave Remain. And that is a bigger divide than left-right in British politics. And I'm afraid Jeremy Corbyn has tried to sit on the fence, and he has ended up in a position where he has splinters in places that I certainly would not want to have splinters. And he has struggled now to communicate powerfully that the Labour Party has to be a Remain party, given the vast majority of working people's jobs and livelihoods depend on us remaining in the European Union. So you are right in your assessment that the leadership has been poor. And we've also, of course, had this terrible, terrible problem of anti-Semitism that has gripped the leadership of the Labour Party. It means that at the moment, the British public have a sort of attitude of plague on all of their houses. And in a sense, it's very normal when you're in the US to experience a view that Washington is broken, that politicians are letting down the country. That has not been the case in the UK. But that same complaint that you hear in the US, we're hearing now very large in the United Kingdom. Can I just say one other thing? It worries me greatly that both our great countries are so internally divided and looking so internally at politics when there's so much going on internationally. And we've got to ask the question, which are the countries that gain from the US and the UK being so divided? Why are we seeing this fueled on social media? And that leads us back to countries like Russia and how they have influenced our countries in getting to this place. And that is another debate that is there in the subtext of what's happening in the UK.
So just to go back to the question, though, do you think it's time for your party to change leadership?
No, I don't think actually at this time the Labour Party entering into a 3-month, because it takes us 3 months to change leader, contest, I'm afraid, is in the interests of the British people. It's not in the interest of the British people for the Labour Party to have a huge period of navel gazing and to find a new leader that has to find their feet. What we need is the leadership of the Labour Party to discover its mojo, to listen to the members that are in the Labour Party, but also to listen to the country and to act in the interests of a progressive agenda, which means, of course, we've got to remain within the European Union. Of course, we've got to be a Remain party, but we've also got to be a reform party that wants to see reforms within the European Union, but understands that we cannot get on and deal with education, deal with health, create an economy that has jobs and balance across the country if we are permanently preoccupied with how we exit the European Union. And by the way, even if we leave on October the 31st, we will still have to negotiate some new deal with the European Union that could take a decade. So this debate will just run and run and run and run. And it is very worrying to see the United Kingdom sort of exiting its top table place, leading within the international community.
That's David Lammy, a member of Parliament with the Labour Party in the United Kingdom. Thanks as always for joining us.
Thank you.